Actually, I wanted to, I actually was really interested to hear what that was. I guess I'll have to stay in suspense. 176, please.
Request of Sean Green to address council regarding his experience as a member of the Development Review Advisory Committee and the Bureau of Development Services Budget Advisory Committee.
Very good, and I know Mr. Green is here. Good morning. It's good to have you here. And I do appreciate the fact that there's a number of people who called in and said they thought they might be sick, and I appreciate they're taking that extra step to protect everybody, and we'll make sure we can rotate them back in as they feel better. Great. Mr. Green, welcome. Thank you for being here.
They're going to distribute my testimony. My name is Sean Green. I own a general contracting business called Aforma and serve as vice chair of the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods. Over 3 years ago, Commissioner Udaley's chief of staff, Marshall Runkle, urged me to get involved with the Development Review Advisory Committee, also known as DRAC. At this table a year ago during my appointment, I was asked by Commissioner Fritz how well I could serve the neighborhood interests given the fact that I'm also a contractor. My response was that I've been involved in service to my community for most of my life, and much longer than I've been a contractor. Further, the fact that I've had firsthand experience with permitting, inspections, and general contracting process gives me the advantage when discussing a particular topic. The fact that I have a Master's of Public Administration from the Hatfield School of Government doesn't hurt either. I have taken volunteer service to the extreme at BDS, serving on numerous committees, including chairing the Process Improvement and Technology Committee, as a member of the BDS Budget Advisory Committee, and the Financial Advisory Committee, and the Demolition Subcommittee. And last month, I volunteered to serve on the newly formed Public Works Committee. I have great pleasure getting to know better the amazing people who work at BDS. While it's never been perfect, one of the most inspiring aspects of Portland is our history of working together to try to better our city. I'm here in that spirit. The most successful organizations in the world make a commitment to continual improvement and center their work around respect for people. The defensive, knee-jerk, reactionary response that is prevalent in our world, including many aspects of our city government, is doing our city a great disservice. The fastest way to lose the immense value that is being added through civic engagement and the even greater potential value that could be added through civic engagement is by people getting the feeling that their voice doesn't matter and that the effort they put into making a positive difference will be for nothing. My civic engagement issues are what some might call, many civic engagement issues are what some might call wicked problems, or problems that do not have a clear and easy solution and are often underpinned by incommensurate values. These are the times when we most need a diverse and thoughtful community to come together. A number of my recent efforts to make our city better have been emotionally taxing and have resulted in official city response or a lack of a response that is hurtful. The way in which each of you, your staff, and the various city bureaus interact with each other in the community matters. Each of you set the standards for our city, and people follow your lead even more than you may realize. I love my city, and I respect and honor the commitment each of you have made to serve our community, an often thankless task, and one that I can only imagine is also emotionally taxing. I'm here to support each of you and the work that you do to make our city better. Thank you.
Mayor.
Commissioner Udaley, then Commissioner Hardesty, and then...
I have a few questions for Sean Green. So since we didn't take testimony last week during the hearing about the demolition rules, we didn't get to hear from all stakeholders, and I have a few prepared questions for you. First, as someone who's been deeply involved in the demolition debate, do you believe inspection protocol as it stands now will work?
The demolition subcommittee did some really great work to improve the inspection protocol and to address nearly everyone's concerns. I think at this point, it's best to monitor the new process we have and to make improvements as necessary to achieve our goals. I will say that I wish we had come to this place faster and with less effort.
I agree. Do you have any constructive criticism for how we could have caught and addressed the inspection problem sooner?
I wish we had a culture that was committed to continual improvement, such that when someone brings up an opportunity for an improvement, that is not met with resistance. The most successful organizations seek out problems as part of a commitment to striving for perfection. In general, I could sum up my feelings as, first, if we're going to have a policy, let's follow it. And if we feel like there's aspects about a policy that should be changed, let's change it. And second, always be willing to listen and solicit feedback. you know, I'd be happy to drill into specifics with anyone at another time.
Thanks. Do you have any based on your analysis, how many demolitions likely occurred that did not comply with the new rules after they were adopted?
I think if we define during demolition in the common sense way of when the excavator is knocking down a house, that the data that we started collecting at the end of September 2019 shows that we did not often have an inspector on site to see the demolition in progress and to ensure that the demolition was being conducted in a way that complies with our laws. Given that a correction notice and that violations can only be issued when observed by an inspector, we need to be more critical of program data that is used, that uses the number of correction notices and violations as an indication of how well the program is operating. You know, I think most programs would be well served by critically examining the metrics we use to determine success.
Okay. So the primary reason why I work to develop and pass these demolition regulations is because there is no safe lead exposure in children. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was less vocal than I wanted to be last week. It is sometimes hard to criticize city staff from the dais, but I do want to express my deep frustration with how this was handled. I talk about sometimes that bureaus are moving at different geologic speeds than council offices, and it's hard to redirect these giant machines. It's also hard when staff doesn't actually support new rules and regulations or doesn't enforce the letter or the spirit of the rules. So I'm very disappointed that this, you know, important regulations we put in place to protect children from permanent brain damage was not implemented adequately by the Bureau. Exposure to lead can seriously harm a child's health and cause well-documented adverse effects, such as damage to the brain and nervous system, slowed growth and development, learning and behavior problems, hearing and speech challenges. This can impact cognitive ability, decrease ability to pay attention, and of course that can often lead to challenges in school. Childhood lead poisoning is 100% preventable. That was the intent of the regulations, and again, I'm disappointed that the regulations were not implemented well, and I'm very grateful to you, Sean, and other activists who worked to correct the situation.
I think it's important to recognize, and I recognize this, that the people actually implementing the regulations, the folks on the ground doing the inspections, are doing their best to uphold the law and to serve our city well. That particular program, I think, fell into a category where there was some organizational chaos. We had a new to the state division manager brought in, who's an amazing person doing great work. You know, a new middle manager was promoted to work on that program, and then the line level manager went from managing one inspector to managing four, and they needed to be trained up on these new regulations. So I recognize, I don't want it to seem as though I'm critical of the staff actually doing this work, but I think when it comes time to review a program, there's ways to do it, you know, in a way that are thoughtful and open to positive improvements.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Commissioner Udaly, for your questions. I first just want to say, Sean, any community members who volunteer their time to try to make the city better have my deep appreciation. So thank you for your willingness, because many times, of course, these committees operate behind the scenes, and so there's no glory to being a volunteer on a city oversight board. Having said that, I think what I've learned through this process is it is helpful always when we have oversight boards that have a responsibility to work with the Bureau, that when we hear presentations, we should always hear from the advisory committees as well. Because just like with the with the stadium, the advisory committee has a very different perspective than the professional folks who come and present in front of us. And so I have a great deal of respect for all the city employees and the hard work that they do. But we can't make good decisions unless we're hearing all sides of the issues. And which is why I try to be very intentional about asking very direct questions. Mm-hmm. And I am troubled that when I ask a direct question and I get an answer that's less than enlightening, mm-hmm. that is not I do not want to reward that kind of behavior, right? I mean, I think we can only make good decisions when we have all the facts in front of us. And so maybe as a council, we need to reconsider how we hear those reports and who we hear from. And so I want to end where I started, which is thank you very much for your willingness to volunteer, and thank you for your courage to actually find avenues to have your voice heard, whether or not they were appreciated on the committee you served on. So thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you for taking the time to come in this morning. It's really helpful to have a kind of a follow-up session. I asked you the question last year to put on the record, because I know that some people do have the thought of...
I know.
So you gave a good answer, and I just wanted to say again for the record that you've done an exemplary job of representing all a number of different viewpoints, and thank you for your work on the committee.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Interesting conversation. Appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm glad we were able to dive a little deeper since nobody else was able to come for communications today.
I obviously missed something really interesting last week. Sorry about that. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you for your service.